Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the men's room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off the Kicksville. Kicksville. The Drippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hit Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes a kind.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Commissioner Katsoulis, our standing by, will take caller 9 now at 844-999-OLA, and you'll play Profile This in minutes. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First, quick check into Mike Hawk for some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, a fraternity at a university in New York has been suspended after a video shows them making a puppy to a keg stand.
I saw a still from that, you know, I get it. It's been going on for 10 million years, right?
Yeah.
No, I'm not saying it's the right thing to do. I'm not excusing it. I'm just saying the difference is with technology, you can now see some of the dumbass stuff that happens.
I'm just wondering, like, did they actually force the dog to drink? I mean, how can you force that? Putting it up on the keg, like, I can get that, and beer. It's a funny photo.
I've never met a dog who didn't like beer. If you put beer down for a dog, they will drink it. Now, granted, I would never do that.
But this is a keg stand.
Only with every dog I've ever had. But... yeah, they will drink beer. They like it.
They hold the dog upside down. They put the thing to his mouth. It's like 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, because it's right. He's up. Like, it's impossible with that said.
It's still not right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, go ahead. What I'm saying, that's the beauty of social media. Like, now you see this stuff. But yes, that's been going on forever.
Yep. People find scientists more trustworthy if they take selfies, according to a new study.
What? Say what?
Right?
Why? I can't judge if you're a good scientist or not on that, but... I would question your dedication to just staying kind of coherent to what you're doing.
Right. I mean, definitely more personable. Like, I'll get that.
Sure.
But that has nothing to do with your trustworthiness as a scientist.
No. I mean, it just doesn't. Really? I don't know. I mean, just read that. I could read that statement 100 times. Like, what happened to your societies? Like, well,
the scientists.
We don't trust the scientists because they don't post enough selfies.
To me, it should be the exact opposite. You know what I mean? Like, they should look like they haven't seen sunlight in a while. Their shirt should be disheveled. They should just be into whatever it is they're into, and that's it, right?
The same people that want them to figure out a way to get to other planets and to go back to the moon and go back to the Mars is the same reason that they don't believe them on everything else.
Isn't it the same argument that we use when voting for the president? Yeah, you seem like the guy I'd like to have a beer with. What does that have to do with policy, like, at all?
It doesn't, but that's not... Policy has nothing to do with anything anymore. Look,
no.
Man, when you get rated on the color necktie you wear, that's when you go like, oh, okay.
No, it's a tan suit.
Right.
Whatever it is,
That lasted for 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
A man in California flipped his car while he was trying to get a spider off of his leg. Fortunately, he wasn't hurt.
Did you hear about the guy that jumped out of his car because there was a bug in the car while the car was moving?
I hear that story. It seems like every other week.
That was down in Louisiana, and I have a feeling it was one of those palmetto bugs.
Maybe? Man, look, I get it. I get it. Sorry, my old dude, you have no idea.
It's a roach with wings. It's giant.
But it's like the size of a hummingbird.
Like, it was
man.
Moving, and he just bailed. Like, he barrel rolled out of his car and let the car keep rolling into a bayou.
Man.
And he ran into a swamp.
I understand it's big and it's freaky, but come on, man.
They had to tow his submerged car out of the bayou because he jumped out of the car, barrel rolled while it was moving to avoid this bug.
And he deserves to pay every single red cent. That is a stupid reaction.
Mike, we need to get you to Louisiana and be like, we put Mike in a car.
I guess.
Little did he know we put a palmetto bug in with him.
I mean, don't get me
Look
wrong.
At him
I'll freak
down
out a little bit and maybe I'll swerve a little bit.
Oh, you'll swerve.
Friggin' bail out of the car. What's wrong with you?
Those bugs are so big. I bet if you, like, you know, deep fried them or something, they probably would be delicious.
I'm surprised the bug didn't take the wheel and steal his car.
Take him this.
I just like that Mike used the term big and freaky.
Big and freaky.
That's all I like my lady.
62% of millennials say they're living paycheck to paycheck. Probably should have given you that one for later.
Everyone that age lives paycheck to paycheck, and then further on in their life.
You'll live paycheck to paycheck.
I don't think that changes for any generation. When you're in your early 20s, you live with basically what you have.
Right.
When you live in your 30s, you basically live with what you have. And the more you get older, even if you get a little more, you still have more expenses. So it never seems to really change the dynamic of just living paycheck to paycheck.
Mm-hmm. Right. Just keep, you know, save what you can.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Save what you can the whole time, and then hopefully...
Yeah, but I mean, there is a difference between, like, some people... You can still save money and put that away. Like, you know, you don't want people that literally are, like, waiting for the next check for...
Yeah.
It's not like their play money's gone. Like, they need that check to get food.
Well, no, we understand. I'm saying at that age. That's where I was at.
When you're 21 years old, yeah, like, you go 5 days without any money before you get paid again, and then you...
There's
then
a
you
lean
go for one big Taco Bell dinner. After that, it's just... You know,
a 15-year-old in Alaska is looking for legal advice after his parents set up security cameras in his bedroom and bathroom.
What?
To make sure he wasn't masturbating.
Oh, that's got
you know, cut the umbilical cord.
Wow.
Oh, I would lather all up and get right up in that camera. And I would get absolutely disgusting. I would go into the refrigerator and put my penis in the pickle jar. I would just absolutely mess with their
so
heads.
Bring the iPad down so they can see just the nasty porn that you got going on in there.
Oh, no. I would absolutely just make it obnoxious.
So, avert your eyes. Look, man, I can't fight it.
Hey, Dad, if you want to watch me do this, okay. Mom, if you're into it, all right.
I got a way to cover that camera.
It's not weird for me, though. If you're going to put this camera in here, I'm going to town.
Hang on. I'm going to blot out that camera in just a second. Hang on.
Yeah, right.
Jesus. D.C. may give people...
It's raining egg soup. Hallelujah.
D.C. may give people the power to give each other parking tickets. That sounds like an awful idea.
Do not do that.
No.
Do not do that.
Here's a reason why we designate people to do this is because the people can't be trusted.
Wouldn't even happen more than once. Someone will get their ass beat.
You would get shot.
Yes.
I'm telling you.
Easily.
You get shot if you steal someone's... That part of the country, if you steal someone's parking space, you get shot. And it's just so unspoken and well-known that if you watch the news and they say, hey, man, this guy was shot because he took someone else's parking space, you go like, well, how did he not know that? That's the golden rule.
If you shovel a parking space in front of a brownstone and someone takes that spot that you shoveled, your whole family will be murdered.
I mean,
not just you. Every relative you've ever had.
You do not want that power.
No.
I would not give anyone in that part of the country parking. I don't care if you parked in my garage. Like, I'm going to get shot if I give this person.
You could be working for the actual parking police.
it's
not a good idea to do that.
You park sideways.
Because someone's going to get up in your face and go, you're not a cop.
Made it difficult. I'm going to give him a ticket.
I worked with a guy. His name was Big Rich, right? And I worked with this guy when I'm living in Nylands. And he was sitting in the back of the hot as... You name it. Anyway, the doors are open. He's reading the paper. Always parked his van illegally. Okay, it's just what he did. He parked directly across from where we were. But he's just going to park there because that's what Big Rich is going to do. So someone's like, hey, Big Rich, man. Meter cop's coming down. She's like, I got it, man. I got it. So this woman walks around. She tickets a few cars. She walks up to his van. He was a calm dude, but he was a big dude, all right? So he smashes these doors open. And he's like, do you know who that I am? Don't tap. This woman, like, freaks out. Did not give a ticket. She walks, hey, walks back in the restaurant, man, sits down in his chair, pulls out his paper. He's like, I got him, man.
Damn.
He wasn't even mad. He's just, he knew that he could scare the living bejesus out of people. And he would do this in, like, the 8 months I worked there. This dude probably did it, like, 3 or 4 times. He would just park there and scare the hell.
Just intimidate the officer?
Dude, yes! when I say he was a big dude, and he would roll out there angry, and they never gave him a ticket. It's well, damn. Whatever works.
Domino's in New Zealand is selling a Hawaiian spaghetti pizza.
Come on.
What is the Hawaiian in?
Well, it's a Hawaiian pizza. But there's a canned spaghetti.
Right,
it's very popular.
Canned spaghetti on
so it's
thing.
Like the Hawaiian pizza and the spaghetti's on there.
They're putting Chef Boyardee on.
Right, and exactly. It'd be like in America being like, all right, you like Chef Boyardee enough? We're going to put it on a pizza.
I understand how Americans are perceived, and it's like, all right, people like this food, and they like pizza, so you can put any food on a pizza, and this is patently untrue. We went to Mexico years ago. It's me and Ryan Castle, and we got absolutely smashed, hammered, whatever. The next day, it has to be a million degrees outside. The humidity is ridiculous. He's like, hey, I'm going to get us a pizza. I go, all right. He ordered a pizza with hot dogs on it. I cannot explain how disgusting this thing was. And it's like, yes, Americans like hot dogs. We like pizza, but we like peanut butter and we like tuna fish. You don't put them together.
Right.
Leave it alone.
Ugh.
Yeah, at least it's still Italian food. I don't know. Just hard as American.
No.
This the spaghetti Hawaiian pizza.
Okay, right.
And actually, I like Hawaiian pizzas and canned spaghetti, so.
Yeah, I wouldn't put pineapple in my Chef Boyardee, though.
Right. That's where it goes off the rails.
Have we tried it, though?
You know what, Ted? That's a fair point.
That is fair.
That's fair. I don't like sweet pasta.
Right? Somebody told the Wright brothers, nobody's going to fly.
Look at the industry now.
Right. Great analogy, Ted. Well done. A man on a road trip was pulled over by police, and what they found in the passenger seat was a little disturbing.
What was that?
I'll tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, Mike Hawk. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. First, the game air.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
Hey, Stephen Throhill, can you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
Oh, I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Nick. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hola. All right, Slick Nick, you understand how this here game is played?
Oh, yeah, I've played it before.
All right, fantastic. Here's your story. We go to the fine state of Florida, where a man fatally shot his, quote, disrespectful wife at point-blank range as she sat on the couch. Sorry, I'm trying not to burp directly in your ear there. And why did he do it? According to him, because she wouldn't shut up. The man then very casually walked to a neighbor's home after shooting his wife and confessed to killing her. Now, the man, whose legs and boxer shorts were splattered with blood, he told the cops that he and his wife were arguing about her interactions, quote-unquote, with her former co-worker when he got upset about the, and I quote, disrespectful way that she was talking to him. So he said he told her to stop, but the offending banter continued, prompting him to grab a .38 caliber revolver and shoot her in the face one or two times, that's his recollection, from roughly 3 feet away. He put the gun back inside the closet before going to the neighbors to admit what he had just done, and she was found sitting in the upright position on the living room couch with gunshot wounds to her face. Detectives did find the gun in the closet where he said it would be, and they found the two spent casings found inside the weapon. Anyway, he remains in jail without bail. Do you believe that this guy just wants his wife to shut up and then shot her in the face? Is it black, white, Mexi, or Jew?
Ted?
Just Ted?
Did she die? Ted?
Yeah, dude. He shot her direct, I think, three feet away.
In the face,
shot her one or two times in the face.
I don't know, man. There's a lot going on here.
There
the
is.
Constant disrespectful kind of makes me lean black. The 38 and calling the cops and admitted to it makes me feel white.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, 38 definitely is white. A 38 special is white.
Yeah,
I mean, there's even a band, 38 Special. Yeah, trust me.
It's not a group of white guys. There's never been a black fan of the band in the history of the band.
Right.
Or their other band, Lynyrd Skynyrd. It's right. Just not happening. 38 yeah, Special. White. My grandmother has a 38 Special in her bedstand at home.
She's white.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nick, white. What are you thinking?
White, final answer.
All right, we're going to find out if he's black, white, Mexican, or Jewish next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
Well, Father, thanks to Florida. We have a Florida man who fatally shot his wife after an argument about one of her co-workers talking to, communicating with him.
I think we know what was going on there.
I'm pretty sure. But he said she was being disrespectful, so he shot her twice.
In the face from point-blank range. In fact, when the cops got to the scene, she was still in a seated position on the couch, except with a hole in her face. And the question was, did you feel that her husband, who shot her, was black, white, Mexi, or Jew? And Nick, you and Ted, you agreed that, like, the fact that he used the word "I'm being disrespected" sounded black, but the fact that he used the 38 sounded exceptionally white.
Yep.
Oh, the conundrum. But in the end, you went white.
Yep.
Oh, sorry.
No.
Sorry. I'm so sorry. Mexi.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Surprise, surprise.
I'll be. Okay. Now for all TV news all time. Time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
All right, so I always stand here and talk about TV. Today I'm going to talk about me actually on the TV.
Sweet.
Some of this will be obviously super local. So if you don't know the station,
wait, you didn't do a national.
I didn't do a national TV.
You weren't on the Today Show?
I'm working on it.
Okay, so
I think I'm gonna do something weird with a bear cub.
Oh, cool.
No, do not. That sounds horrible.
You should take it as
a case of beer.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do something weird with a bear cub and a case of beer. Like, everyone's mind goes to the same place and you're disgusting and vile and horrible.
No, it's more like, Ted, you're here on the Today Show, we gotta ask you, why did you drink a case of beer then decide to walk a bear cub on your shoulders downtown? Host of the Today Show. Where's Kathy Lee?
Who is hosting the Today Show?
Darn it.
Today
NBC?
Show? They're NBC. Is that Gumbel? Is Gumbel on there?
I thought it was...
Wow, we're bad. You're not going to be on that one. Why don't you go Good Morning America, right? Because Strahan's there.
Can I go to CBS and talk to Gail? What show's Gail on?
She's CBS?
She's CBS.
CBS is
so we don't know anyone from NBC, right?
Carson Daly's still on there.
In the morning.
Yeah. The Today Show. Yeah.
Oh. Carson Daly's on the Today
He's
Show?
He's been on there for a while.
Are you kidding?
No. No, his show starts...
I had no idea.
No, his show starts at 3 a.m. and then he just rolls right, over just, into the morning show.
Okay. No, I
Makes
did,
perfect
I
sense.
Okay.
Where have you been?
Wow.
It's locally here. We're on King 5. Margaret Larson hosts a show called New Day Northwest. Now, I got to set up what was going on here. So I'm on there with our coworker, Taryn Daly. So Taryn's like, hey, you want to come on TV with me? I said, sure. And she goes, it's about Game of Thrones. I said, I don't know if I should. I don't watch the show. She said, don't worry. It'll be fine. It's charades, whatever. So we go in there, and basically how the game works, called Heads Up. I'm sure you've played a version of it, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm going to hold up a blue card on my head. It's going to say a word. Taryn's got to give me clues so I can figure out.
So you can guess what that word is.
Right.
It's all
right.
Game of Thrones. Taryn and I are good friends, so she does a good job here and throws in some other hints that I might get something.
Okay, ready?
So kind.
Set? Go ahead. It's what they say when the White Walkers are on their way and it's getting colder,
Oh, winter's coming.
Yes. Oh, I'm rooting for them. Cersei is sitting on the throne right now. It's the ruler, in the title, it's the ruler. A male ruler.
The king of Westeros?
And then if you were to come in on an airplane.
The right owner of the throne.
It's the city that, of the, like, the main seven kingdoms. We talked about this morning.
Westeros.
No! it could be a name of the hockey team in Seattle.
The Kraken.
Yes. This mm-hmm. is where you would be, Jon Snow had to go there and babysit some stuff. They,
Winterfell?
All he knows is Winterfell.
It's like a dog, but bigger.
A wolf.
Yes. This is the guy that would kill, the guy that killed the main
King.
Ruler. No, Jaime Lannister, his nickname.
Mountain? We got a couple.
That was actually pretty good,
like
considering everything.
Three?
I think we got three.
That was
not
bad.
Impressive.
For our first time, it's very good. Okay.
So, that was the answer for
everything. For everything, but that's good.
That other voice, by the way, is our buddy Terry, that also works in radio in town. Right, so we get a couple. Terry and Margaret are very good at the game. They're both actually fans.
Well, they watch the show. Hey, man, I have to give you credit. And you understand how it works, where it's like, look, you don't watch the show. She knows you don't watch the show, so the clues she gives you are like, here's just things that Ted will relate to.
So wait a minute. Were you guys playing against another radio show?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, sort of. Yeah, Terry's.
And did you win?
No.
Terry kicked our ass.
Wow. He did, but I tell you what, I think I made a new friend.
Okay.
Who, Terry?
Yeah.
Okay.
He was a cool guy.
All right. You going to give him a shout out since he won, where he works, what the show he is, so he can cross promote it? No.
basically, here's the same dudes. Terry's at the barbershop, I believe.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Marcus Trevon, all those guys.
Yeah, nice. You know what? I don't have to play the other one. The clues, basically, I could just give Taryn a hard time because one of the things was Jason Momoa.
Oh, the Aquaman.
Momoa. Thank you, Miles.
Yeah.
So I just basically keep going, Aquaman!
Right.
Aquaman!
Right.
There's no other answer.
Yeah, then I'm like, he's got a nice beard. He shaved it off.
Aquaman.
Yeah, I almost threw it there. He's got a beautiful wife.
Is he married to her?
Yes, he does.
Oh, maybe they're just dating.
Wild at heart. No, oh no. They're married.
Are they married?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. Totally.
Angel Heart.
Angel Heart.
First time I saw Lisa Bonet's breast.
I will say this, though.
Game changer.
Terry and Margaret both felt bad for us, so I got the prize.
Wait, so you didn't win. They just felt bad for you.
Yes. I don't know if you see above Terry and I's desk now, there is a tiny zombie dragon.
Oh.
As Mike knows, it's the ice dragon. And it's spitting ice.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to have to destroy all Miggs' little figures.
Yeah, your confidence is ridiculous.
My confidence about this show.
The ice dragon, the zombie ice dragon. Yeah, that's it.
I will say, going in to go do a bit on TV where you know nothing about the show, I won't lie, my heart was racing a little bit.
Sure, man.
Also, shout out to the makeup staff for making me not look shiny on TV.
I'm telling you, Ted came to the office
I
yesterday.
I don't think the like, man, you look good.
Yeah, yeah. No, I didn't under... But then once you said, well, the TV thing, like, I get TV, they won't let you be ugly. They will not let you look the way we normally look. They're like... I've done that show once, and I went in, and they said, they're trying to be nice, and they said, did you want to do any makeup? I'm like, oh, no, man, I'm good. And there was a guy there. He looks at me, and he goes, you want to do makeup? I'm like, oh, geez, okay. All right.
I'm not kidding. By the way, we got the video up on the Men's Room Facebook page. You can see that in all its glory. Yeah, like, literally, we walked in. I walked straight to the makeup chair. It's like, do me up.
Hook me up.
Yeah, man.
I do the same thing.
Yeah, of course. Why wouldn't you?
Yes.
I mean,
please make me look better, because I look horrible.
Well, they're not miracle workers, Miles.
I know,
they
but
just
you know
do makeup.
But
Christ's sake, it's not special effects.
You can shine a turd.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, look, if male makeup was a thing, I don't know. Just saying. It'd be interesting.
Oh, I hear what you're about to say.
Well, mascara is just mascara. There's no mascara or whatever people try to call it.
No, guy liner.
Guy liner, right. You're wearing, it's eyeliner.
It's bad.
Yeah.
It's bad.
I
worked in TV in my early 20s, man. We had to put on our own makeup.
Oh my God.
I am not good at that.
But that's before HD.
Yeah.
With HD,
oh yeah, thank God for that.
You need to be precision now. No, hey, when HD was introduced, man, there were some local news people, and not just here, I mean across the country, people are like, whoa. I never realized what they actually look like or how bad the makeup was. The makeup has obviously improved because remember when HD first started and it didn't matter, you could watch like NFL on Fox and you could see the makeup outline on like Howie Long's head. Mm-hmm.
But you look better than any of us could have. So thanks.
Yeah.
We
needed
that.
My main thing about makeup I learned on the Jersey Shore. Woke up one morning like, who are you?
Oh, Jesus.
God, I can tell horrible
Aren't you
stars.
Supposed to wash the makeup off before you go to bed?
It's the Jersey Shore, Doc. Now let's go have some pork loin. All right. You remember everybody was all fired up at Game of Thrones because they left a coffee cup in there?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So then people got all fired up again. They said, hey, man, what's going on with the editing over at Game of Thrones? There's a character who lost his hand that he wears a fake gold hand. But the fake hand, people are like, there's a hand in there, this and that. That didn't happen. Whatever you, they didn't screw up twice. The coffee cup thing was legit, but...
Is this like the hanging munchkin in Wizard of Oz?
Yeah, or like, isn't there like a hanging kid and three men and a baby?
It's supposed to be like in the window
like
or something,
in the
or a
curtain
goat,
or
I don't
somewhere.
Know, yeah.
Yeah. And sometimes I want to say they're just like life-size cutouts of stuff.
Right.
You remember a youngster who was going through a turbulent time named Kevin McAllister, and he used a life-size cutout of a basketball player to thwart criminals.
Thwart.
No, I like thwat.
I like thwat.
It's like someone with a lisp.
Sorry, Robin.
Trying to name a body part.
What are you guys doing tonight? Oh, I'm going to try to get some thwat. You know.
Thwat.
I don't remember his name's Kevin McAllister, but I can't remember.
Thwat.
Oh, man, what a great thwat.
You know what? Last week tonight is generally pretty funny. As a kid, you probably grew up with Bill Nye. Well, he's pissed at you now.
By the end of this century, if emissions keep rising, the average temperature on Earth could go up another 4 to 8 degrees. What I'm saying is the planet's on fire. There are a lot of things we could do to put it out. Are any of them free? No, of course not. Nothing's free, you idiots. Grow the up. You're not children anymore. I didn't mind explaining photosynthesis to you when you were 12, but you're adults now, and this is an actual crisis. Got it? Safety glasses off, mother...
Bill Nye.
I know.
That is fantastic.
Right? Safety glasses off. Yeah, he's coming apart there. He's doing that. Also, no. To his credit, like, the way... And that's one thing I like about Last Week Tonight. John Oliver doesn't curse the entire time.
Right.
But I feel like the way he uses his curse words are very good.
It's always at the right place.
At the appropriate time.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Like, I want to say Hair Club brought that up to me like a few years ago when it started. He was like, I think he uses the curse words correctly. I was like, yeah.
He does, right. He punctuates.
Same with having kids.
Mm. Right. You know, there's a moment you break it out and it's...
I heard you say that in the proper context, even with our callers who cuss. We understand what you're saying. Like, it makes perfect sense. We just can't air it.
Yeah, that's all it is, man.
Let's see here. You know what? Seattle's famous for a lot of things. One of them is high-fiving white guys. Miles, Mike, we all know. We love high-fiving. It's a thing we do. So Jason Sudeikis was on James Corden's show and talked about who has the hardest high-fives.
Will gives the hardest high-fives in the history of man.
You mean the physical?
Yeah. When, like, you know, like this is how, yeah, that's how we do it, right? That's how, yeah. Will?
Great job, man.
Oh, my God!
Yeah, buddy. There's no way that's a regular high five.
That's how he does it.
That's not a regular high five.
That I swear.
So talk about Will Forte.
Oh, Will Forte. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you just meet somebody that's real aggressive with them.
And you never know. I mean, it's like the handshake, right? Some people, you get a normal handshake. Some people, it's just that firm ass. You feel like they're trying to break your hand. That's just how.
Although
I will say this. When I meet someone who clearly is in the military, I prepare myself for the handshake because you know that's going to be a legit handshake, man. That is the one. It is like this weird, unbreakable piece of cement that grips your hand for a moment then lets go.
But the handshake is like a period. The high five
is... As in punctuation?
Yes.
Or, okay.
The high five is an exclamation.
Yeah, you only get one high five a month.
Right, exactly. For 4 days, and I hope it's an even...
Three high five!
But the high five is...
Forte has a heavy flow.
Like, we have really connected on a different level. Either we've done really well, we're excited... Like, the high five is part of, it's not just a regular handshake.
Handshake's an introduction. You don't meet someone with a high five. Hey, it's my father, Bill.
But if you have a friend for a number of years, if you high five, that means something good has happened. You've agreed on something. You've triumphed somehow.
Sort of like about sporting events, right? You stand in the stadium. You don't know anyone around you. When your team scores, like, it's high five. Anyone within arm's length, right? You're high five.
If it's a playoff game, you might stranger hug.
So there's probably going to be a little
Super
bit more.
Bowl. I hugged a giant Mexican man. And I mean, the dude next to me, he's from Mexico City. He's a Ravens fan. He came up for the Super Bowl in Nylens in, 2012, whatever it was. Anyway, so we chat a little bit. The game got a little tense toward the end, but the Ravens end up winning the game. And I realize I'm hugging one of the biggest men, and he is just jumping up and down with me. And like, I've never seen him again.
Yeah, see, I
probably never will. But in that moment, like, you are my best friend.
I think in the heat of the high five, it's okay to give too much because you're excited.
Oh, sure. That's sporting.
Like, it might be too much. You don't want to high five Forte, maybe. But ultimately, you know.
Yeah, I mean, like, the hardest high five I ever had was just on the street. I can't remember if I was wearing a sweatshirt or something. But it, like a physically imposing person, which is kind of like, high five. And I was like, all right. And I was like, damn.
Wait, why did he ask for the high? He just wanted a high five.
I can't remember if I was wearing the hoodie of a team he liked or something.
Okay, all right, I got it.
I mean, imagine, would you think somebody who just doesn't care about sports, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like they, you know what I mean? Like
nice.
That's dressed in all black. Half his face is metal. Right,
okay.
So just his excitement level.
Okay,
was just,
I got you.
You know what I mean? It's just like, oh my god!
I stung
my hand as I walked down.
I think Saturday Night Live is doing a great job of being funny lately. I think they, especially the last few episodes I've watched, but Jason Sudeikis and Will Forte when they did that ESPN Classic stuff, that is still one of my all-time favorite skits they do. Where like they have, like the women's professional bowling tour and all these different things.
Well, it wouldn't even necessarily be women. I mean, it could be like you watching, I don't know, arm wrestling brought to you by Massengill.
Yeah, one of the first ones.
Classic.
It was like at the Tacoma Doma.
Oh, that's right.
Right. Everybody still says it because that is one weird thing about Saturday Night Live. Yeah, like I forget that. Like sometimes it's just a skit, but the lingo will become. ubiquitous throughout, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like
you
just enters the lexicon and everyone says it, right?
Right, like how many of us have drove by like the Tacoma Dome, right? Exactly.
Right, it's there forever.
Right, like literally there's a restaurant like Five Guys called Cheeburger Cheeburger.
But there's a few shows where they do
now,
it.
Now, legitimately.
That's what I'm saying, right. I've been to the Billy Goat Cafe in Chicago as well, but literally there's a chain of places that just based off the name of a skit.
But I think it's different when...
Is the Billy Goat Cafe the Samurai Cafe? Is that where you cut the...
Billy Goat's the cheeseburger one.
Oh, okay.
It is. But I think it's different when the words... Think about like yada, yada, yada. People don't say it to reference Seinfeld. They say it just to let you know that the person you're speaking of keeps saying a bunch of other irrelevant stuff, right?
Yeah.
Or when people go, "Doh, it's from The Simpsons," but no one says it to reference it. You do it because you're kind of admitting that you made a stupid mistake, right? Like, that just blows my mind. Like, these things are part of what we say now because these people did it in a show.
They don't call them the best play-by-play band in the business for nothing. Let's call her man. Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. Mike's got your headlines coming up here in just a few minutes. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Florida man playing hoops naked tells the cops playing naked raises his game. Meanwhile, a Florida man assaults girlfriend with a cheeseburger and says that she is the one to blame. Shocker, is 900-pound man in Virginia case that has something to do with coke. Oklahoma man takes wife on a final road trip only after she croaked. And a Maryland mom leaves seven kids under four in a hot car. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my cock.
All right, our top story. A man that was out on a relaxing road trip was stopped by police for an average traffic violation. When the officers got to the car, what they saw in the passenger seat was pretty disturbing. Seated next to the 70-year-old man, buckled in, nice and safe, was the corpse of his dead wife. He explained that she had passed at a hotel on their trip, and he continued on with her to their final destination.
She already had the final destination.
Yes, she did.
I've seen the movie.
He was arrested for concealment of a body, and police say that he could be facing additional charges as an investigation is underway.
But to be fair, if he did not murder, he didn't really conceal her. She's in the passenger seat,
maybe,
man.
Some people don't want to pay for a funeral. Not to be too harsh. But
right.
I mean, ultimately, like, I mean, you have to dispose of a body correctly.
Sure.
Right.
But in the scheme of things, like, he's not a criminal.
Right.
He's married this person his whole life.
Assuming he did not kill her.
Right.
Right.
If I call 911, you're going to bring officers down there. You're going to bring an ambulance down there. There's going to be all kinds of charges. I'm 70 years old. Don't need all this garbage.
And frankly, that's it. If it would allow someone who did murder someone to be able to pull that off.
That's exactly what it is. So, yeah, assuming he didn't, I'm with you, Miles. And not to mention, let's face it, you can take the HOV lane. All right? I'm sorry.
Yeah, right. By the way, you will never guess where that guy came from.
Florida.
Actually, no, Oklahoma.
Oh.
In other news, what do you do when a 900-pound man is due in court? That's the complication.
Bring the court to him.
That's the complication facing a Virginia judge. The man is due in court for a cocaine conspiracy case and was allowed...
Mike, when's the last time you did cocaine? A couple weeks ago?
At least.
Yeah. So you recognize the fact that a 900-pound man and a cocaine thing is a little bit strange.
He was not doing cocaine.
Well, he was in a conspiracy.
Right.
Right. He was selling it. There's no... Listen... If he started doing cocaine today and we checked in a year, he started 900, he'd be like 120 pounds.
Right. But what you do say, Ted, is that successful drug dealers don't do their own
stuff. Don't product.
That's
right.
Yeah, exactly. He was allowed to make an appearance via video, but would need to physically be in court to plead guilty in person. He said, look, guys, I'll come clean about it. Yeah. So he would need to actually be there in person. The problem is he's 900 pounds. He can't stand up on his own two legs.
And lived in a trailer.
Right. Lives in a trailer, can't get out the door. There's a problem here, right?
I hear what people say. I would just leave him where he is. You're going to put him in jail, but then it becomes our problem.
Right.
Honestly.
He's in a jail of his
own. He's already in jail.
The judge has approved a logistical plan to cut down trees, cut a hole in a wall, move the man by a gurney and ambulance to take him to the loading dock of the courthouse in an effort to maintain his health and dignity.
How old's the guy?
I don't care.
By the way, they point out he doesn't even wear clothes. That's like, because clothes can't. Don't fit
he's,
him.
He's 48, Miles.
Oh, 48. So I would think moving him might almost just kill him.
Right. He's just a naked dude who he couldn't do anything else. So basically, he was helping other people sell coke. I mean, that was the whole story. Like, he can't fit in clothes, can't do anything. He's in the spot, so, like, hey,
wanna
man.
Buy a bag?
And good news, he doesn't do coke.
Right, obviously
that's
not.
That's right. All right, it has happened again, gents.
It's time for another case of bad parenting.
Let's go to Maryland, where a kid no older than 4, being the eldest, called police to report that he and 6 other children had been left in a hot car with the windows up and the motor was off. Police arrived and were able to get the kids out of the car, and the mother arrived about 10 minutes later, having already left them for about 20.
By the way, let me, when I said good, I mean that the kid called the cops.
Absolutely.
That that's unreal, man.
It was reported that she's a mother of 2 and was babysitting 5 of the other kids.
Oh.
She was hit with a confinement charge.
Man.
And probably never trusted to babysit those kids ever.
That would not be her problem. That would not be the problem. Wait, you left my kid in a hot ass car. Well, come on.
Best hope that they take you to jail. Police responded to a call about a nude man inside of a local park, and what they found did not disappoint. They found our man completely naked, shooting hoops. When they asked about the current presentation, the man admitted that he was practicing his game, and playing naked enhances his skill level. Regardless, it's against the rules, and he was charged with indecent exposure, and you will never guess where that fine gentleman comes from.
That's Oklahoma.
Right. New York.
Now he got it with Florida.
Oh. I was going to say, look, even if you're telling the truth, you're still going to be arrested.
Right. And also,
But if you could shoot hoops naked and no one would see you, would you do it? Because I would.
I feel it's too dangerous, man.
I don't think so.
It's worth it at least once, I guess, but I don't know that I would
make
it.
I've got great ball handling skills.
But it hits the rim as a weird angle.
Would you still dribble between your legs?
I would double dribble.
Not a chance.
And since they don't call double dribble anymore, I'd be more inclined to do it. Now it's walking.
Cross them up.
Also, looking at this man's mugshot.
I'm trying to think of sports I've played naked.
I mean, I can't think of any of them.
I've done push-ups naked on a deck.
How about ping pong? I've done naked ping pong.
Really? Right.
Oh, yeah. Were you by yourself or were you with other people?
I was at
people?
A party probably with 200 people.
Why were you naked, Miles?
Doesn't matter.
Because someone
it was a college.
Dared me to do naked
would
ping pong.
Would you play naked tennis?
Naked tennis.
I would not.
Being naked doesn't bother me as much as how I look now with age. I don't have a problem with my genitalia.
That's it for your headlines with that Mike Hawkins.
Wow. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate that. We'll see you next time for Who Sucks Less. We'll drink a toast with the shot of the day and another round of Profile This.
Yes, indeed. But in the meantime, we be all about this match. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.